From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel. On the Gulf Coast, they have hurricanes. In California, they have earthquakes. And in the Midwest, floods and tornadoes. So by that standard, the environmental disasters of the East Coast tend to be more subtle. Tent caterpillars, cicadas, the occasional drought, that sort of thing. Well, this year, something truly puzzling is happening in these benign parts. From northern Virginia to Maryland and Pennsylvania, and according to the Washington Post, all the way to Kansas and Nova Scotia, there is a mysterious shortage of acorns. Not a catastrophe just yet, unless you are a squirrel. We are reliably informed that this might as well be the Great Depression for squirrels. And to tell us more about their plight and about what's up with the oak trees, here is Jennifer Soles, a park naturalist with the Gulf Branch Nature Center in Arlington, Virginia. Hiya.
Hi, how are you?
Fine. How bad is it for the squirrels?
It'll be really hard winter, I think. Right now they're doing all right. They've just eaten a lot of pumpkins. Everybody left them out at Halloween. But as we go further on into the winter, I think their plight is going to become more and more severe.
When did you notice that there were no acorns around?
I noticed a few months ago, actually, but I kept thinking that some would come along. We have a pet flying squirrel here at the Nature Center that we feed, and I was starting to look out for acorns for it.
Mm-hmm.
I have in my front yard in Arlington a large white oak tree, a large red oak tree, and we've had really heavy acorn crops the last few years, so I was just sort of expecting to see those acorns and start collecting them, and they never arrived.
What do scientists say about a year without acorns? Has this happened before?
There are certainly years with low acorns. Oak trees go through a sort of natural cycle where some years produce a really heavy crop, other years produce a light crop. The heavy crop overwhelms acorn eaters, and then the light crop also knocks back the number of acorn eaters. So, you know, with a light crop of acorns, there are fewer squirrels born in the spring, and there are fewer squirrels to eat the acorns next year when the oak tree produces a really heavy crop. So it's normal for oak trees to produce a varying number of acorns. Not to see any is a little disturbing.
Now, I want to read to you what I read on a wildlife website about squirrels. It says, the average adult squirrel needs to eat about a pound of food a week to remain healthy. They are omnivores, so they will eat such things as bird seed, spring bulbs, tree buds, frogs, small birds, eggs, insects, insect larvae, fruits, conifer cones, small children that throw sticks at them, and nuts. Are they really in trouble given that diet?
Yes, because a lot of those things aren't available during the winter months. During the winter, they really rely heavily on the acorns and other nuts that they've cached and stored. So even though, like in the spring, you know, the ones that have made it will be fine in the spring. They can eat the buds, they can eat the eggs, grubs, and caterpillars and things like that. It's getting through these lean winter months, which are always the hardest.
Now, especially someone who keeps a pet flying squirrel, as you do,
yeah.
You would find a world without squirrels a horrible thought, but it sounds like it wouldn't be too bad for the birds or the frogs.
Well, you know, there's always a balance. You know, mice eat acorns, and when you don't have the mice and the squirrels and the chipmunks, that reduces the number of hawks and owls. So it's all sort of connected up.
Seeing as how you haven't found a lot of acorns on your front lawn, or anywhere else for that matter in the Northeast, what are you feeding the flying squirrel? What is the flying squirrel's name, by the way?
Mr. Flying Squirrel.
Mr. Flying Squirrel.
His only name. We are feeding him mushrooms and berries. He likes blueberries and currants. We feed him mealworms and other bugs, and we feed him nuts.
Nuts.
Nuts in the shell. Like all rodents, his teeth will keep growing as long as he's alive, and he has to wear them away by chewing on hard things like nutshells. And so.
So he needs hard food to survive.
Yeah.
And the squirrels, of course, in the wild,
yep.
Equally so.
Well,
Jennifer Soles, a park naturalist at the Gulf Branch Nature Center in Arlington, Virginia, thanks a lot for talking with us.
You're welcome. Thank you.